Jim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish, mighty odd. He had a tongue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. Now Tim had a sort of a tippling way, with the love of the liquor he was born. And to help him with his work each day, he did drop of the crater every morn. Wakeful the danced he a partner, with the floor your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. One morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and broke his skull, so they carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed, with a gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Oh, whacked for the dud and danced to your partner, welt the floor your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you? Lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. His friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs.
Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. River run, past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Howth Castle and environs. Sir Tristram, Viola de Mores, fra o'er the short sea, had Passancor re-arrived from North Armorica, on this side the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor, to wielder fight his peninsulate war. Nor had Top Sawyer's rocks by the stream Oconee exaggerated themselves to Lawrence County's Georgios, while they went doubling their mumper all the time. Nor a voice from afar bellowed, "Misha, Misha," to Tauf Tauf Thuart Petrick. Not yet, though very soon after, had a kid's cad butt-ended a bland old Isaac. Not yet, though all's fair in Vanity, were Sozy Sesters wrought with Twone Nathanjo. Rotta Peckapaz malt had Jem or Shen brewed by Arclight, and Rory End to the Reckonbrow was to be seen rinksome on the aquaface. The Fall. Ba 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 dal gara takaminaron con bron tonaron to antun truvara who non scon to who horden and turnock. Of a once Wall Street old par, is retailed early in bed and later on life down through all Christian minstrelsy. The great fall of the off wall entailed at such short notice the shoot of Finnegan, erst solid man, that the humpty hillhead of himself promptly sends an inquiring one well to the west in quest of his tumpty tumtoes. And their upturned pike point and place is at the knock out in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Devlin's first loved Livy. What clashes here of wills gen wants? Oystery gods gagging fishy gods. Prekak, kakak, 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 coax, coax, coax. Uolu, 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 quah. Where the Badlery's partisans are still out to math master Malachus McGrain's, and the Verdens catapulting the cannibalistics out of the white boys of Hoodie Head, Assiagates and Boomering Stroms. Sods brood, be me fear. San Glorian save. Arms appealed with larms appalling. Killy, kill, killy. Atal, atal. What chance cuddlies? What cashels aired and ventilated? What bid me to love seduced by what tego te absolvers? What true feeling, for there's hair air with what strong voice of false Jacob? Oh, hear, hear, how hot sprawled met the dusked the father of fornicationists. But, oh, my shining stars and body, how hath fain spanned most high heaven the sky's sign of soft advertisement? But was is oit? Ere were sewers. The oaks of old, now they lie in peat, yet elms leap where asks lay. Fall if you but will, rise you must, and none so soon either shall the farce for the nonce come to a set-down secular finish. Big Mr. Finnegan, of the Stutterton Hand, Freeman's Mora, lived in the broadest way imaginable in his rushlit too far back for messages before Joshua and Judges had given us numbers or Helveticus committed Deuteronomy. One yeasty day, he sternly struck his tet in a tub for to watch the future of his fates. But ere he swiftly stuck it out again, by the might of Moses, the very water was evaporated, and all the Guinnesses had met their exodus, so that ought to show you what a pension shooty chappy was. And during mighty odd years, this man of hod, cement, and edifices in Topersthorpe piled buildung supra buildung upon the banks for the livers by the so-and-so. He addle little fifey Annie ug the little crater, with her hair in hands took up your partner. Oft while Balbulus mitre ahead, with goodly trowel in grasp and ivory-oiled overalls, which he habitically fancied like Haroon Childereth Egebert, he would caligulate by multiplicables the altitude and maltitude, until he seesaw by neat light of the liquor wherein 'twas born, his round head stable of other days, to rise in undress, masonry upstanded, joy granted, a wall worth of a skyscrape, of a most eyeful height entirely, originating from next to nothing, and celescalating the himmels and all, higher architect to tipty toftigle, with a burning bush above of his bauble top, and with Lardons O'Toole's clittering up and tumbles of buckets clotting down. Of the first was he to bear arms and a name, Wassaily Booslio of Riesengeborg. His crest of heraldry, invert with Anchelars, Trublong, Argent, a Hegoak, Poursuivant, Horrid, Horned. His scutcheon fest with archers strong, Helio of the second, hooches for husbandman handling his hoe. Ho, 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 Mr. Finn, you're going to be Mr. Finn again. Come day morn, and oh, your vine. Send day's eve, and ah, your vinegar. Ha, 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 Mr. Fun, you're going to be fined again. What then, agent-like, brought about that Tragody Thunders Day, this municipal sin business? Our cube house still rocks as ear witness to the thunder of his Arafatis. But we hear also, through successive ages, that shebby chorish of uncalified Muslim Muslims that would blackguardize the white stone ever hurtle-turtled out of heaven. Stay us wherefore in our search for righteousness, O sustainer. What time we rise, and when we take up to toothmick, and before we lump down upon our leather bed, and in the night, and at the fading of the stars. For a nod to the neighbour is better than a wink to the Wabsanti. Heed, heed. It may have been a misfired brick, as some say, or it might have been due to a collapse of his back promises, as others looked at it. One warning, filled filth tippling full, his howd field heavy, his hoddy did shake. There was a wall, of course, in erection. Dim. He stuttered from the latter. Damn. He was dud. Dumb. Master Batum, Master Batom, when a man marries, his lute is all long, for whole the world to see. Shies, I should she. McCool, McCool, Ara, why did you die of a trying Thursday morning? Sobs they sided at Filigan's Christmas wake. All the hooligans of the nation prostrated in their consternation and their duodismally profuse of plethora of ululation. There was plums and grooms and sheriffs and citherers and raiders and cinnamon too, and they all joined in with the shout most joviality, Agog and Magog and the round of them Agrog. To the continuation of that celebration until Hanan Hoonigan's extermination. Some in Kinkin chorus, more can Canaan, belly him up and filly him down, he's stiff but he's steady, his primo limb. 'Twas he was the dacen gay labouring youth, sharp in his pillascone, tap up his beer, ere aware in this world would you hear such a din again. With their deep brow fundigs on the dusty fidelios, they laid him broad on a long last bed, with a buckle lips of finisky for his feet, and a barrel load of Guinnesses o'er his head. Tee the tootle of the fluid, hang the twaddle of the footle, oh! Yet may we not see still the Brontoictian form outlined a slumbered, even in our own night time, by the sedge of the troutling stream that Bronto loved and Bronto has a lean on. Hic cubat edilis, apud libertinam parvulam. What if she be in flags or flitters, reeky rags or Sunday josies, with a mint of minds or beggar a pennyweight? Are you sure we all love little Annie Rooney? Or we mean to say, love little Annie Rainey, when under her brella, mid piddle med puddle, she ninny goes, nanny goes, nancing by. Yo! Brontolone slaps! Yo snores! Upon Ben Heather, in Seeple is it too, The Cranach head on him, caster of his reasons, peer Euthnar in yon mist. What? His clay feet, swarded in verdy grass, stick up stark where he last fell on him, by the mund of the magazine wall, where our maggie seen all, with our sistered and shawl.